Father, we say thank you. We worship your holy name. Thank you for the great doors you've opened unto us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your spirit that dwells in us. Thank you for your angels present with us. Father, we say thank you. Thank you for your word that will change and transform our lives. Father, we say thank you. We are totally nothing outside of you. Absolutely nothing outside of you. Father, we appreciate your holy name. Receive our worship. Receive our praise. Receive our thanksgiving. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Staying dealing the topic. Unlocking favor. For these are months of favor. And these are year of open doors. So there's going to be a link between the open doors and God's favor. We're just going to do a little recap from last week's teaching. Mama made us to understand things that destroys divine favors or limit divine favor or God's favor from manifesting in our lives. She talked about disobedience. She talked about dishonor. And she talked about pride and some few others. And our Father and the Lord came and made us to understand and made us to see the light from another angle that favors, creates divine protection. So favor brings ease and accelerated breakthroughs. He opened our eyes to deeper truth concerning favor. So without wasting much of our time, we'll just look into another dimension with respect to the favor. Favor just simply means grace. When we talk of favor, we just simply talk about God's grace. Favor, this is God freely extending himself. This is God freely extending himself, reaching to people because he is disposed to bless or near them. Because he is disposed to bless them. Favor also can be kindness, acceptance, attractiveness, and the goodwill that God or a person extends towards another. Extends towards another. When we look at Genesis 6:8, it talks about Noah, how he found favor in the sight of God. We talk about Genesis 32, verse 5. We talk about Jacob, how he also found favor in the sight of God. We talked about Joseph. You understand that all these ones, all of them, Noah, Joseph, Jacob, they experience God's favor. I can simply say God's grace, because grace is unmerited favor. Understand where I'm going somewhere, because we're going to wrap it, because Pastor made us to understand at the ending of last week's teaching, we will come to understand that everything we do or we teach or we talk is centered on just one person, and that is Jesus. In every message you teach and you don't find Jesus in that message, you really go and check that message very well. So when we talk of favor, we talk of what? Grace, God's grace. So everything that comes from above, everything that you receive from God is favor. You don't deserve anyone. The wisdom of God working in your life is God's grace, is God's favor. You want to talk of knowledge? Do you want to talk of peace? Name them. Name them. All of them are product of what? God's favor in your life. You know, we have narrowed ourselves to believe that favor is just money, about money, material things. You know, we've just so narrowed ourselves like that. But favor is so deep. It's so deep. Because there is nothing that you have received from God that you think you really deserve. It is not by your works. Hallelujah. It is not by your works. It's just God going out of his way because of who he is. How many of you worked for God's divine favor that is at work in your life? God's divine wisdom. How many? What did you do? What did you do? Who is even qualified to talk about God? Who is qualified? It is God's favor that brings you to that place to even talk about him. Who are you to even talk about God? Who? What do you know about God? What can you even say about God? To come close to his presence. Who are you? We experience all these things as because of God's grace, God's favor. God's favor. The little knowledge you know about God is a product of his grace, his favor. What do you know about him? Who can really talk about God except the Spirit of God? Who? So, do not limit yourself like favor is just only about just material or just money. It is so big. Your life you're experiencing right now, this life you have, is God's favor. And God gave us a word this year. He said, this is a year of open door. The open door did not come because of we prayed so much or because we did one thing or the other. No, it came as a result of what? God's favor. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 10. Isaiah 60, verse 10. If you are there, you can just read for us. Isaiah 60, verse 10. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. In his words, what happened? But now in his favor, what happened? In his favor, he showed you mercy. In his favor,
His favor brought about his mercy. So mercy is a byproduct of God's favor. If you go to the next verse, you will see. Just open the next verse. Just read the next verse. Therefore, I have given you open doors. Therefore, you will experience open doors. It shall not be short, neither day nor night. Men will bring the word of Gentiles to you. Not because of what you have done, not because you are so great in your office. No, it is God's divine favor. He said, by his mercy we are not consumed. Why? Because he has showed us favor. Outside favor, no mercy. Take his favor away. Take his grace away. No mercy, no peace. Nothing. You cannot express any good thing from God. I want this to sink inside us. We are breathing today. It's God's favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Growing in favor with God involves cultivating a relationship with Him through prayer, obedience, and worship. Growing in favor. So, understand this. Favor, God shows you favor. But there's a dimension you grow in that favor. Because I want you to see, when I'm talking favor, I want you to understand the word grace. The Bible says grow in grace. It said, now, growing in God's favor, it is for you to cultivate this relationship with God. Through what? Through obedience. Through prayer and what? Worship. In so doing, you grow in his grace. You grow in his favor. Pastor made us understand in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, he said, and Jesus grew. And what? He grew. And what happened? He had found favor with God and what? With man. He found favor with God and with man. This is to tell you that you do not say you have found favor with God until God said you have found favor with him. Until God says you have found favor in his sight, that is when you can go out and proclaim and decree that now I am the man God has favored.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. The favor of God is shown or released to us in Christ. I will show you. Calm down. That's why I tell you, in everything you are thinking, it's centered on one person. One person. The favor of God is wrapped in Christ. John chapter 1, verse 16. John chapter 1, verse 16. And of his fullness. Talking about who? Jesus. Have you received favor? Have you received grace? For what? Grace for grace.
That means from one dimension of favor to another dimension of favor. So God's favor is wrapped up in one person, and that is the person of who? Jesus Christ. That is why when Pastor was saying last week, he said, in every teaching I have taught you, if you have not received Jesus, it is not for you. You might know that this is where it's coming from. You want to receive God's favor? Is to receive Christ. Because why? The fullness of God's favor is in Christ. So the moment you receive Christ, you receive God's favor. I'll tell you what God taught me during these 3 days of my little camp with Him. And on Thursday we came, we were praying, and it was just led us in prayer, and it was just like, wow, 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 wow. Mr. Uche was there and some few people were there. Now, the issue, this thing, many of us, we have received Christ. We are experiencing favor, but there's a higher dimension to His favor. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. That is where we are going to right now. I just have little time. I told you, just a little sum, we will just close. There's a deeper dimension of His favor. And most of the times, we miss it. Can I shock you with something right now? Wherever you are, can you just say, God, gosh, just pray about God's favor. Just pray, Father, show me favor. Father, show me favor. Father, show me favor. You see, we are trying to pray that prayer, right? This is where God said we are missing it from. When He said, this is the month of favor, you don't go about still asking God, show me favor. I want to show you something. This is my phone. Mr. Uche, take. Does he need to go about asking me for me to give him his phone? What's there? He's with it. Use it. We are still asking God, God, show me favor. That is a product of you don't even believe that God has said this is the month of favor. We are still having time praying. He said, we have been praying and be praying. He said, we are doing less of the speaking. That is what Pastor was saying this morning. We have been doing less of the speaking, decreeing, speaking it into being. You are still trying to have God's favor. You are still trying to find God's favor. And God has spoken to you. And God has said to you that this is the month of favor. That now experience my favor. My favor has surrounded you. What are you going to do? You have to boldly go and say it. Now it has to come to a level of more of saying than you trying to look at if God really has shown me favor. Am I favored? Or is God really going to favor me? Or is God about to favor me? No, God has already spoken. He said, the moment He speaks His word, what happened? It is settled. It is for you and I to run with that word. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let me show you something. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians. Parosha. Korobies and the carabinosi brakosh. Le mondo copreca socotorima koshiba. I think we are going to close from here. 2 Corinthians. Oh, sharabio combrenosa. Can we just pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit? Karabi sombre no koba shaba. Remoko brega dene moroboko toko toro bene kava. Rasoprene combre nuski vrakish kabalia.
Ronusembrene kaparuko senemundi pregenus kuvishka. Manon comprenen kata rabina kaprako soto. Revene kosime rebene koprakatakata. Rabana kosondo robene kaparako shibreketenemo. Rapako sokoto robene kata. For he has spoken. Rabeko sokotoni me rabina kashava. Reme komdo kopre. Now we can boldly speak. Rakuska bare ashapa. Renentoli e pranisko vrekashima. Harani kobroko sokoto. He said, hold on to your confession. Leprekene sondi braka. Harapena sondi e kabashina. Limondi e prekusuveka. Harabena sondika. Lima, 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 koprene kata. Lima, haha. Japre kopela. Rebene kosibreka. Masito kobrekete. Ashata kapaya. Rabana koson. Dobregete, eresi bracosima, japa yecopela disco, memesitea, memesite, riapana covrene cosupa, arosseparia cata, o setere benecotocoto, mamacito coprena cata, erasita, erasita, zica miante quepa, losima, erecaperia cata, can you stand on your feet, Aropenasa, and begin to speak this minute. Rapoko Sidebeka. Oh, I experience God's favor everywhere I go because you have spoken, Lord. Now I can speak that I am favored. Erakiba, Irasundi Prakoseketa. Can you declare? Can you speak? Rakiasa, Eshetete Pelegete. Mama sita kapa, what are you saying is here? Arosi kapa, can two work together except they agree? Arosea, if you agree that also that this month God has spoken favor and beyond your life, go ahead and begin to decree. Go ahead and begin to speak. Arasepa, as I go out this week, oh Lord, this month, oh, I walk in your favor. I'm surrounded by your favor. In the name of Jesus, can you speak now? Can you speak now? Can you speak now? Can you speak now? Oh, can you speak now? La Cosipa. Can you speak now? Can you speak? Can you decree it now? Can you speak favor? Can you speak favor? Can you speak favor? Speak favor. Speak favor. Can you speak it? Speak favor. Some manly good the word of God. And it prevails. And it prevails. Favor will prevail your life. Can you speak it now? For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You my daughter, look here. And I said to them on Thursday, I said, Romans 10 says something, said with the heart we believe. It doesn't stop there. But with the mouth, confession is made what? Unto salvation. What is salvation? Soteria. Not just about saving your soul. It's more than that. It encompasses God's favor. Until you speak it.
until you speak it, until you say it. And that is why God said in Jesus said to his disciples, he said to us in Matthew 11:23, he said, whosoever shall say and shall not doubt in his heart but believe. Oh, don't believe it just once, but he's saying it three times. He said, continue to say. As you continue to say, you will see it manifest. Aparakosa Rabba Separakosekapa. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. As you find yourself free, you speak it. As you find yourself anywhere, you decree, I am favored. It doesn't matter what you are seeing, it doesn't matter what you're experiencing, the favor of God will show.
Shapalakaba. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.